Talking with us today, we have Christina Colasurdo. Thanks for taking some time to join us today.
Oh, no problem.
Let's start talk about a bit about what you're involved with. What kind of fundraising have you been a part of?
Well, mainly we have created our own kind of fundraising group, Julia's Journey, it's called, and we've been fundraising for, I think, the last 12 years. And we raise money for charities that are close to our heart, charities that we have had to deal with in the past, and also raising money for families in the community that are their child is battling cancer at the moment. So we kind of help those families out because we know the financial strain that they're in. So we just do our part and try and rally the community together to help these charities and families.
Now you're going to be hosting a golf tournament. Is that correct?
Yeah, so on July 22nd is our next event, and it is a golf tournament at Beechwood Golf and Country Club, and we're raising money for our local family and Ronald McDonald House in Hamilton.
All right, what do you enjoy most about, helping these people out and what you do?
Well, selfishly, what makes me continue is just in Julia's memory. So Julia was my daughter who passed away due to cancer, so this is a giving back, but also actually keeping her memory alive and keeping her name alive. So it's important to us to keep that going.
Now, Ronald McDonald House, why did you pick that charity specifically?
Because we've spent our whole summer there 1 year. I have two other boys as well. And basically, they lived in the Ronald McDonald House through the summer while Julia was battling her treatments. And it really is an amazing organization. You don't realize how much they do until you're actually in there and have to use their resources. But it was a home away from home for us for a whole summer. And then even after the summer, just to be able to stay somewhere close, knowing that your daughter is in the hospital, like so close. It's just being able to be there. So, yeah, that organization is very near and dear to our heart.
All right. Are there any obstacles that you've experienced with any of this?
With the fun? Oh, there's always obstacles. COVID really, we didn't really do too many events during COVID. It was, I did wine draws and things like that, just online activities, just to kind of keep funds raising for these charities and families. But it's the community. We are just a connection, hoping to drive the community together to help. It's not us helping. We are just the ones organizing everything. It's really the community's involvement that makes events successful, and it's sponsorships and, people coming out for the day and knowing that you're doing something good for somebody else. Many people are fortunate and don't have to go through, their child battling cancer, and nobody even wants to think about it. But if you ever have to do it, knowing that support is there is what gets you through.
Okay. And do you have any other influences in your life that you'd like to talk about?
That's a hard question.
That's okay. No, cancer, that's fine.
Yeah. Cancer has been huge in our family. We had, three people die of cancer within 3 years. So it's one that I'm sure every family has a story, and I think every family has been affected by cancer at one time or another. But when you're dealing with a child's cancer, it's just a whole other level to
mm-hmm.
it. But
mm-hmm. Okay. Now, one last question for you. If someone wants to get involved in fundraising, what advice would you give to them?
Just start. Just start. Some people worry about, how much money or how successful is it? And in my mind, if we raise a dollar, it's successful. If we raise $10,000, it's successful. It's all about doing something that, you didn't do in the past. So even just baby steps, just get out there and do it, or tag team, find something to support that you're passionate about. There's a lot of different charities out there that need funds, and it's just about getting out there and starting.